You know, I got to be honest. I'm a little embarrassed to say this, but I really only became hip to shrinkflation over the course of the pandemic. I just didn't know this existed. Is that crazy? Did you know this was a thing, Sean?
Well, I spend a lot of time doing the shopping.
Okay.
That's like one of the things in my house.
Got
so
it.
I guess, yeah, I kind of knew.
I just didn't know. And I didn't know to the extent that it's been going back for many, many, many years. And there is one man who is, it seems he's made it his mission to tackle this issue. And his name is Edgar Dworsky. He's a consumer advocate, former attorney, and he tracks all of this stuff down, gets tips from people online, and follows it. And he joins us this morning on the Paul W. Smith Show. Edgar, it's so nice to talk with you.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. How long have you been tracking shrinkflation? How long is this something that's been on your radar?
Well, at least professionally for 30 years. And frankly, just as a kid, I remember, you know, growing up in the 1950s and 60s, my Mounds candy bar wasn't 2 ounces anymore, and I felt a little bit cheated. So it's really kind of been a lifelong thing that I've followed, along with doing, you know, real consumer protection stuff. Mm-hmm.
When do you feel this started? I mean, in mass, because I was just telling Chris, I've been the guy in our family. I go grocery shopping a couple times a week and everything. And it's one of those things, if you go with any regularity, you've seen this for quite some time now, right?
Well, it certainly peaks at the time of inflation because manufacturers' costs go up, so they have to pass on the cost. So we see it a lot now. But frankly, it goes back to the 1950s of the days of the nickel candy machine. Chocolate manufacturers told the vendors, you know, we're going to have to raise the price because chocolate's gone up for a chocolate bar. And they said, well, wait a minute. We charge a nickel in our candy machines. What are we going to do? Someone came up with the bright idea, oh, just make the chocolate bar a little bit smaller. And it's been history ever since then.
You know, I think what I find most egregious about this is what you said. It usually becomes much more apparent when inflation is high. And that's generally when people are trying to stretch their dollar a little further and hoping to get the same amount of product. And it's not like you go to a convenience store and you buy a candy bar and it says, by the way, this is a little lighter. The package is a little lighter, a little less deodorant. Maybe the cough syrup isn't quite as strong as it was last year. And I think the duping of the consumer is what I think I find most egregious.
Well, that's what most people really are annoyed about. It's a sneaky way to pass on a price increase. So if your favorite box of cereal used to be 20 ounces and now it's 18, you know, they're kind of masters of manipulation of packaging. So the packaging looks virtually identical. It turns out many times cereal boxes are just a little bit narrower. But to see them on the shelf, they look like the old ones. But you're getting 2 bowls of cereal less. On a $5 box of cereal, you know, losing those 1 or 2 bowls, that's at least costing you 25 cents. And 25 cents times how many millions of boxes of cereal do manufacturers sell? This is big money for manufacturers and just a little ding to your wallet every time you buy it.
Edgar Dworsky, a consumer advocate, kindly joining us on the Paul W. Smith Show here on 760 WJR. Edgar, I'm intrigued to hear about the unfair coupon practices for seniors that you've been talking about. Can you expound on that?
Well, this is one of my big issues at the moment. Have you heard of digital discounts? If you pick up a supermarket circular like Kroger, you'll see digital deal, and it'll say potatoes are 19 cents with a digital coupon. But what you have to do, you have to go online using the app or the website, find that offer, add it to your loyalty card account in order to get the discount in the store. Well, if you have a smartphone, that's great. If you don't mind spending the time, you know, going on the internet at home before you go to the store to load the offer in advance, great. But what about senior citizens? What about lower income folks? You know, seniors, 25% of them don't use the internet, and 39% of them don't have a smartphone. What do? They're stuck. They're stuck paying higher prices. And we just think that's unfair.
Are these companies absolved from any sort of class action lawsuit? I know that, you have a history in law as well. But what protections are afforded to these companies? Because it seems like, you know, you don't see a class action lawsuit against Mars when the almond joy is a little lighter. There's a little less chocolate or one less almond. What protections are they afforded, and or if they're afforded any at all?
Well, you don't have a constitutional right to every discount that's available. But it really is kind of a subtle form of discrimination. If the effect of what they're doing discriminates based on age, and we know that, you know, older people tend not to be technologically savvy, it's a potential problem. Are they going to get sued over it? Probably not. That's why Consumer World, which is my organization, along with National Consumers League and PIRG and Consumer Report and Consumer Action, sent a letter to 12 of the top executives in the supermarket industry saying, can you come up with an alternative for these people? Don't all your customers deserve to benefit of lower sale prices, particularly with inflation the way it is? I really haven't heard from them yet, though.
Well, when you do, will you call us back, please?
Absolutely.
All right. Edgar Dworsky, thank you so much for your time, and keep up the fight, please.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, really good stuff. The Consumer Advocate. You can also check out his stuff on a really great website, especially the name, mouseprint.org, because only the mouse can read how small that print is. Good stuff. More to come next.